KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 41 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today. High near 64 with winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa news, a traffic stop in Red Oak at around 7:15 p.m. Sunday resulted in an arrest. Red Oak police report 50-year-old Richard Brian Jenkins of Red Oak was arrested for driving while license suspended. Jenkins was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on bond amounting to $491.25. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Friday evening of a man from Clarinda following a traffic stop. At around 7:15 p.m., deputies stopped a vehicle at Highway 48 and 270th Street. As a result, they arrested 29-year-old Ryan Joel Caleb Christie of Clarinda for driving under suspension. Christie was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. The driver of a semi-tractor trailer complained of shoulder pain after the rig he was driving rolled over into the north ditch off Interstate 80 early Saturday morning. Dispatch reports had a need of rescue called to the scene at the westbound 66-mile marker at around 1:55 a.m. A Cass County Sheriff's deputy was the first to arrive on the scene. No other details of that incident have been released. Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to meet at 9 a.m. on Tuesday during their regular weekly session in their courthouse boardroom here in Atlantic and via Zoom. Discussion and or action items on their light agenda for tomorrow include a provision of services for HIPAA training, the employee handbook, and other human resource services. Also, that's RE, the Ehlers and Cooney Law Firm. And the board will act on an abatement of a tax for a parcel owned by the City of Cumberland at 216 Adams Street. Supervisors on Tuesday will also receive, as available, reports from various department heads. 13 years after he was injured in a tornado that killed four boys in a Boy Scout camp in western Iowa, Kevin Hanna is graduating from medical school. Hanna said the time he spent in rehabilitation after breaking his pelvis when the storm struck the Little Sioux Scout Ranch prompted him to choose a career in medicine. He graduated from the University of Nebraska Medical Center Saturday. Hanna, who's now 26, spent more than a week in a hospital and a few months in a wheelchair recovering following that storm. He said he feels lucky to have survived the storm and wants to give his life in a way that honors the boys who didn't survive. The Cam School District will hold a public hearing during their regular monthly meeting this evening at the superintendent's office in Oneida. The regular meeting starts at 5:30 p.m., followed by a public hearing at 6:30 p.m. on the proposed 2020-21 budget amendment as published and approval of the budget. During the regular session, the Cam School Board will discuss and or act upon an audit award audit for request for proposal for the and also a 2021-22 library service agreement with the Green Hills Area Education Agency and approval of a 2021 contract agreement with the CAM Education Association and contract for 2021-22 school year. The board will also discuss and possibly act on matters pertaining to district facilities, a mask mandate, and their 400 series board reports. Members of the Griswold School District's Board of Education will meet in a special session this evening to conduct interviews with three candidates for the middle school high school principal's position. Three applicants also went through the interview process on April 28th. Schools Superintendent Dave Henrich said that after the interviews were conducted that day, the board elected to continue with their search for a principal. The three other candidates will be interviewed in separate closed sessions this evening after the board meeting begins at 5 p.m. and then adjourns into their closed sessions. Henrich said the board is looking for the best fit for the district. Those sitting in on the interviews include administration, staff, and select community members. Each candidate will interview for about 60 to 90 minutes and receive a tour of the district facilities. The goal is to find the appropriate candidate and offer them a job by May 11th, followed by school board approval of the committee's selection and the board meeting on May 17th. Elsewhere in the news, the Iowa Department of Public Health on Sunday said there were 141 new COVID-19 positive tests over the previous 24 hours and one additional death. Total number of COVID-related deaths statewide is at 5,983. The health department reports 397,584 total positive tests since the start of the pandemic. The state's positivity rates are unchanged from Saturday, with the 14-day rate at 3.7% and the 7-day rate at 3.5%. COVID hospitalizations across Iowa continue to slowly decline. As of Sunday, there were 170 hospitalized, 39 people in an ICU, 21 had been admitted to a hospital facility, 12 were on a ventilator. In RMCC Region 4, the hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, there are 14 COVID patients hospitalized, 4 in an ICU, 4 people had been admitted, and there was no one on a ventilator. There have been more than 2.49 million doses of a COVID vaccine administered in Iowa, and nearly 1.18 million persons have completed their respective vaccination series. The state reports one long-term care facility outbreak, which is one less than what was reported previously. The Urbandale Health Care Center has 19 positive cases among residents and staff, with 17 total recoveries. The state reports 2,323 care facility deaths since the pandemic began. That's a check of our news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.